Und isn't here the right button? Yeah, I did. Okay, so I want to, taking this story and moving it into what Perik now, the Matzah Shabbos is Slichas, and we're going to get up in the middle of the night, so we're not going to go to sleep, and from the Beit, from the Beit Zazaman, and we're going to go to say Slichas. Right in the first possible moment, Chatzis, and we're going to ask the Eibush for Tzedakah, the Lono Beishas upon him, and we have Mabusha. And that's what the Eibush had. The Eibush is a Rachman within. The Eibush is a Mother Rachman. And Mela, that's how we have to come. So how do you have Betochen going into the Rosh Hashanah? With the Betochen, the Eibush will give us a Siva v'chasim v'teiva, and the Lashon is Lashon Teiva Masukah Shal Azisiyah. This is a good year, but the Eibush is a good year. This is all Zenas a good Azisiyah. So the last two Shurim, we were focused on this Nekuda, that B'tach B'ashachah B'tachah L'Eibushin, because you want to have a good year, because we filled in the Eibushin. You can't serve the Eibush if you're sick, you can't serve the Eibush if you don't have money, you can't serve the Eibush if there's problems, if there's tzaras, if there's distractions. We may look, we daven every day, but alti v'ein olay in the side, but we're not having the sameness. So, now let's take this whole mahalach and let's move back. So, what is betachon? How do you think I have betachon in the Beit? And typically, we go through this in a few shurim. I'm going to try tonight to go through the 7 points in one go to see there's a unit over here. There's not seven disjointed points over here. We say betach b'Hashem. We come on betachon in the Beit. It's actually the Shabbat betachon. He teaches you how to do it. And you don't really see it. Now the sermon is clear about him. He says if you take the seven things we said in Perek Beit and you understand that how they are by the Eibushter, then you have betachon Eibushter. The same way in Perek Beit we said if you know someone has these seven qualities, that betachon him. So now over here too, you apply it, understand how's by the Eibushter. But then you need a Rebbe, you need a Meriderach to explain you how we talk about the Eibushter, how you apply it properly. And you tell you seven steps how to apply it properly, and then you have betachon Eibushter. So you say betach b'Hashem, b'Hashem betachon, because you have a Rangeh Chazal. I think it's very important. I mean, at least I use it all the time. Anytime I felt betachon is not something you could have and you got it. Betachon, you have it, and if you have like a muscle, if you keep a muscle and you keep on exercising, the muscle goes away because for many reasons. First of all, we're living in a world that denies betach, and we're living in it, and we live in a goof that denies betach, or we live in it's a heart that denies betach. So we have to constantly be ma'eder. If a person finds himself weak in an area of betach, what does he have to do? That's all it's on. It's not a limud of passing at this. He's telling you, if you want to have betach, what you got to do? You have to have these 7 points in Ashtak Eifen. So if you find yourself weak in a certain area of betach, that's what you got to do. Rehearse. Hazit Ibe, the 7th thing, make it by yourself. I do understand, and I understand the way versus Minagaya. And this I do understand, and I do understand. You'll see, Mitamoda betach comes up. Betach doesn't come up naturally because we didn't. And I just want to add, this is the first of five. It's the first of five. And unlike in Perek Beis, he said you have the seven on a person. By a person, you have these seven, you have a tough. Yeah, so it's just a word of caution. By the Eibush, he says it takes five Agdamas to have a tough. It's not only seven. He can do the seven. And of us, you have to know this five Agdamas because there's another few points you have to know along with the tough. The second one is Eibush wants you to work on it to be MS. The third one is Eibush wants to make sure that there's no other Keach besides the Eibush. Rosh Hashanah is actually, we make crown owns the Eibush king. The fourth one is what we're talking about the last few weeks is that the B'tei Hashem does the Ratzon Hashem because he wants Eibush to do his Ratzon. He does Ratzon Hashem. So, and the fourth one, to do Ishtalbus properly. So, if you think about it, is that the out of five, the first one is about what the Eibush did, who the Eibush is. To have the strong betachon of the Eibush. The seventh seven, no? Mr. Maskim? You have to work on it to understand it, but what do you understand? You have to work on it about who? About the Eibush. Maskim, but it's talking about the Eibush. The Eibush is a Rachmon, and the Eibush is better, and the Eibush is chosok. Eibush, the Eibush, the Eibush, the Eibush. Get to the second one. It's Ich dach machen, it's about mir gut. I understand that it's real. It's not just a limud, it's real. So who am I talking about? Not about the Eibush, I'm talking about myself. The third one is I have to make sure that I am not mashat of anybody in my trust. I'm talking about Eibush, I'm talking about myself. I can't be mashat of anybody. The fourth one, I have to make sure that I'm doing Ratzon HaBeirim. So it's right to make sich. And the fifth one, I have to do Shtadlus. Or it's to make Sibus. Meaning, and that's the addition of Perek Gimel to Perek Beis. And Perek Beis is talking about trusting in someone. But the Eibush that come to said that there's a avedo. There's an avedo over here. It's not just that the Eibush are good on a tooth and a git and a vase and as good to zachen. There's an avedo. The Eibush wants you to work on yourself. Zich the first thing working on yourself also because you have to make it true by yourself. But the next four are. Take the fourth one. You have to do mitzvahs. Who are you working with? I get up in the morning. I want to have a strong. How do I know I have a strong betachon? I gauge myself. If I'm a guy that's doing mitzvahs, I have betachon. But my betachon is mitzvahs. So what am I doing all day? I learn, I daven, I do mitzvahs. And that's my betachon. I do the Eibush Tevil. That's not Hashem. Yes, I do the Eibush Tevil. Now I could be certain that the Eibush is going to do what I want. So there's an avedo going on over here. That's what I'm saying. And Perek Beis didn't have it. Okay, that was just, I think it's an important note because when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, the Eibush wants our avedo. The Eibush wants us to crown the Eibush and the king. The Eibush is a vetish akenik for Zichalein, right? The Eibush wants us. If she wants us to have the Kabbalah of Shemayim, that's the Veda of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Veda Mitzich to make the Eibishter your king. When you say to the Eibishter, be my king, the Eibishter must be your king. If you don't tell the Eibishter to be your king, the Eibishter can be your Meshul too. Right? You don't want a Meshul, you want a king, you don't want a Meshul. Okay, so let's go through the seven steps. He said last week actually we did the first three, but I want to just, let's take 2 minutes, we're going to read it through, and I want to also be Mason Blaif to one area here like this. It says a Rishain. Okay, let's take this safer here, so on the same page.
Good friend, yes.
Yeah. Okay, sounds right. Okay, Harishan. Harishan, Shaberi is Bach, Mrachim, all the Mason become Mrach. The first thing that has to become Borur, has to believe, has to become Borur, that the Eberster is Mrachim, all the Mason become Mrachim. If you have a problem with that, what do you got to do? Is you don't say Mrachim, all the Mason become Mrachim. Shaberkin is Meirich, and you see that the Eberster is made of the belief, and everything is good. So Iberis Berach Melachim Alod Meisim Kol Melachim Chol Rachim Vechemla Shiyad Mislasi Avlov. And if you see any Chrach Mechemla coming to somebody else on you, Kulum Heim Rachim Yekel Mechemla, it comes all from the Eberis Rachim Mechemla. That means we learned that that's two things. A, can you see the Eberis has Rachmanos on you? Don't apply Rachmanos for other people on yourself from on the, those people pointed to the Eberis. And number two, it shouldn't mechazik you. Shouldn't mechazik you because I spoke to God. Okay, it always comes up. It always comes up. He's a person is going through a matzav. He sees a lot of good that you're doing for him. I had an interesting conversation this week with somebody. He has a business, and for whatever reason he can't. The business is not getting off. It's not getting off to a running start. But he has panos because it seems like the shirt has a few dollars, so he's supporting him. But he's very upset. Why is he not? Why can't they get the business going? Okay, he's like, you hear the. I said, 1 second, slow it down, because I got a lot of people speaking about things they had in the parnasa, and there's no rechem shiver that's being covering the bills. You know, your problem is that you want to make money yourself, and it's not working so well right now. But how can you be angry? What's with the brigands? You should be dancing in the street. Who's that? Who's giving you money? That's right. David should give you money. And why you get it in the way David wants to give it to you, and that's where you want to get it. But how can you ignore the fact that David should give you money? It's a maish and shahoyet. I didn't dream this up. I was like stunned on the conversation. And that is, he is upset, not so upset, could be upset. But the word is, how can a person go through a hard time? He's going through a hard time and he's trying to make a business go and it's not going. Yeah, that's a big problem. But he's ignoring all the other good things. He's married, he's got some kids, he has a lovely family, and the shred is supporting him. He's not in the street. No, nothing good was going on in his life. So he sees Rachel from his shver. It's not a shame of Rachmanis. David says Rachmanis in him, and he is sending it that way. And Grad, if you learn Perek Dalet, he talks about if you're getting money from other people, how to see it, even though you're working, whatever. Okay, so this is when you see the Abish having Rachmanis on you, what you have to do is you have to realize that Abish is having Rachmanis on you. So that's strengthening, so that's so I say. So stop. Yandik says, Abish has Rachmanis, you have to talk to him. We have to go weiter. So obviously, if he's going weiter, there's a Shakimatari going on over here. There is more we have to add because there's other times that come up in a person's life, other Shredakaiten that challenge the person's betochen in the Abish, and therefore he has to be told seven things. That one thing, you say that. Say Rebbe says Rachmanis and Gandik, Rachamim, say good. Again, a fighter says he's good, say good. Gandik, no. She says no. That Mazan is even Zachen. So you have to have all seven. What all seven? If they learn the first one, for Kenan Shaila, Eva says why. But how come he's having difficulty? The Shrek kicked the Stein the guilty. He's a massive. It's not exactly like this guy. He has a massive where there's money and it's missing, and then the Rahman al Islam. Or he's sick and he didn't find the medicine yet. So that's why I have to come to the Fashaini. That's the reason. And the Beri Yisad, and if you try to match up on Perik Beis, it's not going to match. The seven things will match more or less. You can squeeze it in one of them, but the order definitely doesn't match. Because Hasheni here would be more like the fourth one in Perik Beis. Like upon it, because here we're talking about not a person. We're talking about somebody who's Maimin in the Abish, and he's already Maimin in the Abish, is Mrachim Kol Mrachim. But Zayn Shaila is, Gimme Chizuk Havi, as Yechgeidu Hashverakai. I'm going through a hard time. How do I understand the Ibis Dachmanas of men is still a Shverakai going in my life? So he says like this, Gabirius Ali, only men often tell something, but the Ibis that you believe is Ibis that? The Ibis created you. The Ibis created you. Who understands more what's here to the others than the Ibis that created you? Right? So he says look what happens over here. That's what I want to hear to last week's shit. But then nations that you echo myself, the stacker. It's like the proper, it's means it's proper to understand that way, because since the person is Echel Memaisov, the ain't me, she a day of the Takonis, also if I've said that there's nobody who understands better in a Takonis, in the Ossi, for something was made, if I've said that in the Ossi, I'm thinking maybe say things that can hurt him, but often Machalose, in the way you can get, a person gets sick, Machalose, how can get healed? Yes, sir, may I say, nobody knows understand better all these things than the one who made him. The one who made him knows exactly what can hurt him, what can help him, what can heal him, what can make him sick. If this is taken found by people, when they make something, the only meshane, the mechadish, only something was a tzura mikris. Achasheirish v'atzura atzmis, of the sheirish and the tzura atzmis, the life of the thing. The existence of the thing. Not only the thing, but we take a piece of metal, we take a wire, we take a whatever we do, and we shape it without creating. Here, the Abish is making the wire, is making the body, is making the neshama. People can't make anything so go back to the Abish. In the heart of him, who a chacham ayedeh binyani talis and mezakev atel lebal nachishu suffering. See, the Eibush is the chacham who understands best in what helps a person and what can hurt a person. Atel lebal, what's good in his life. Vachnisim b'suffering in his end b'suffering kishkosef. So he takes everything into account. Side this life, side the world to come. Everything about it. Yeah, kishkosef. Ani avay lekechem lametcha. So he brings two psukim, and the psukim are very revealing. He said, Ani Hashem lekechem lametcha laheyul madrichacha. I'm going to help you in your way. Bederech teich is where you should go. Va'omek es ashiyev as Hashem mechiach. And that the one Hashem loves is mechiach. Interestingly enough, if you're paying attention, somebody's paying attention. In Perik Beis, the first one is Av Rachem Chemla. Av is the first thing. Why? But the Hebrew doesn't say Av. Hebrew loves us. So obviously, there's a difference between Rachemim and Av. If you can tell, we talk about it a second. The Rachemim is in a certain way what we ask on the Rosh Hashanah. We ask the Hebrew to V'ate Bechamecha Rav Mechig Bechamecha Rav Mavlitz. We ask the Hebrew to for Rachemim. What's Rachemim? And what's Av? So Akapone, he doesn't bring Av as the first one. He brings Rachemim. Then he says, and the second one he says, you should know. The Abish knows what's best for you, and he knows which way he wants to teach you how to go, and he's doing it with Avid. He mentions Avid here, he brings Avid here. But here's Avid that's not an open Avid. The Avid that's coming is coming in for Chacham. What's clear is that the person has this Rachamim. Abam all the Abish can have the Avid, and it's coming in Eifel from Yechiah. So what's Rachamim? Rachamim means you have three middas. You have Chesed. Chesed means the Ebi says Mashpiach Chesed Lisok. Chesed Chinam, right? Chesed Chinam won't work over here. Chesed, what's a block? What blocks Chesed? What's a counter to Chesed, right? What's counter to Chesed is Gvura. Gvura Taich, that there's a time that the person that the Ebi says wants to be Mashpiach Chesed to is not roi to mekabel this chesed. So don't be mashpia the chesed. I mean, mitzad chesed, the Ebster wants to give. Mitzad gevura, one second, but can him give him, because if I give him, can shatten, he's not roi to it, whatever it is. So gevura can block a chesed. So what's the itza? Kum to dita mida, that's Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yaakov is a rachamim. Kum drach, what's Rachmanus do? Rachmanus says, you take a right gevura. You take a right, maybe the guy's not roi, mitzad Rachmanus give him savi. That's Rachmanus. Rachmanus means even if not roi, it must be. Rachmanus means even those gezindik, they have to forget it. They have to not mevater. They have to forgive you. Eibishter makes a new rakso. Eibishter makes a new connection with you because you're the tshuva. Eibishter says, "Good gives rachamim, rachmanas avdir." So even though you messed up, I'm still going to help you anyway. I said, "Rachmanas is not vital. It's a whole different thing. Kapara is not vital. Kapara means Eibishter is willing. Infinite rachamim. Eibishter is willing to do it. So the first thing we have to know about the Eibishter is rachamim. Eibishter will give me b'tzad rachzai rachmanas, and his rachmanas is the biggest on every single person. Now, sometimes, because the Eibishter creates for a purpose, I want to focus. Tonight is actually Chai El. It's actually the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov and the birthday of the Baal Tanya. The same day. But the Baal Shem Tov, and this passage also, but the Baal Shem Tov always pointed out this Nakuda, one of the major, he said that a person thinks he's going somewhere. He's not going anywhere. They're just taking him there. And that's a chayin. He's going for Parnosa. That's a chayin. He's going there for there, going for there. Wherever a person goes, Hashem inside the Gevaki. No. As I mentioned, a person's footsteps are from the Meibishter. That's the pasuk of the first pasuk. Because the Meibishter created us for a purpose. The Meibishter didn't create us tamas. The Meibishter created us for. We don't know our purpose. We don't even know who we are. Other than we didn't, we don't really know. A lot of people live in a group. We don't really have the clear picture of what's going on. But we have to have the munda. If I went somewhere, or if I find myself somewhere, or something's going on in my life, it's not because something went wrong. It's not because I'm having harder than the next person. It's not because I'm bad. It's not because I'm being punished. Because I have a mission. I have to serve the Eibishter from where I am right now. That's what it means, the Eibishter directs your footsteps. It means it's man. It means in place. It means in every situation. The Eibishter, so that's the second one. The second one is, when a person sees something's going on, the Eibishter Tachmonis. So why is the person going through a Shvedekite? It's a reason. The Eibishter is Madrich Yud. The Eibishter is taking you on a pathway. The Eibishter could be Mechiach Yud. It's not stamped. The Eibishter is doing something because you have a special union. You have to serve the Eibishter from where you are. Some people find the Parnasa, like the Parosh in the beginning of the Sefer. He finds where he is. Other Yidden, the Eibishter pushes around. They go here, they have to move here, they got to go. So the Mashem Etzad Gev Kanon means if a person thinks he goes somewhere, you know the famous story, yeah? The famous story? You know, there's a thing called a ferd. If you know Yiddish, the word ferd has a humorous twang to it. You know, ferd. Zayish was a ferd, no? You know, like, okay. Yeah. In our days, the ferd was a favorite behemoth to pick on. It's a ferd. Maybe ox, I don't know. Ferd, yeah, right? What's this poor horse? Why is this poor horse so picked on? You can't pick on a can or something else, a donkey. So it says, Apostle can tell him, it says, Al tiyu kisus kiferd in hoven. Don't be like a ferd who doesn't understand. Apostle, Al tiyu kisus, like a ferd also. Ferd? Ferd is a bag. Al tiyu kisus kiferd in hoven. Zainish kin ferd. What's the ferd? This is why they pick on him. Imagine the guy gets into his car, into his horse. He has a one horsepower wagon. He gets in there and a ferd. Yeah? So what's going on over here? Why is he going? If he's a doctor, he's going to save somebody's life. If he's a businessman, he's going to make us a big deal. I thought that's why you started something to get done over. I get up stone. You bring a start. You bring a mikveh. I get up stone. Get in the wagon for. So the guy in the wagon, where is he going? Get some fit to start. Why is he going to fit to start? Something to get done over. What's the fair thinking? Why is he going from here to here? Why is this good boss taking him from here to there? Ah, it must be. I have a good boss, and the boss wants to give me a good shtickle gross essen, and the good shtickle gross is over there. So the horse is going there because he thinks he's going to get be fed better. He's getting a better meal, and the other step. So that's why we're told Zanshkin fed, and don't think you're going somewhere because that's not hashtika lesson. You're going somewhere because there's a tachlis to get done. It's a big deal to make done. There's somebody to save. There's something to get done. That's why you're there. You're going there to make a bracha. You're going there to daven with a minyan. You're going there to do a mitzvah. You're going to be kedusha. That's where you're going over there. That's what Pesach know. Yes, he's going to eat there. And yes, they will take care of him over there. But that's not the reason why he's there. So the first one is rachamim. Your person's life is going tough. That's not a tzitzit to the rachamim. It's actually avu. My head like that. It's actually avu. Why? Because the Eibishter will squash his avu to the yid. In order to help him, a father will smack a kid to teach him something. And if a father smack a kid, no father wants to smack a kid. So why are you smacking? Because the kid that showed up, Samidah, and he wants to teach him, get him a patch. So why is he patching the kid? Not because he doesn't like him. He presents an avah, So what's happening? The father is overcoming his own natural love for the child to do something he doesn't want to do. So the second one is telling you that the Eibishter is teaching going on the right way. So the Mele, don't look at, if you're looking at your life, and you're questioning, how could I trust? The Eibishter creates you. The Eibishter creates you. He creates you for a purpose. The Eibishter creates you and knows what's best for you. So your Emunah has to be Aleph, Rachmanas. And if Rachmanas is not there, not the Aleph is, David knows best in this is not the second. That's the first one. The further you say of everything is, David has Rachmanas on you. But Sam with the Rachmanas, there's a job to get done. You have your Nivra, and you have certain things David has to teach you. It could be in the way of your heart, right? So what's the problem now? Stop over here. Good, yeah? No? Because then the guy says, what does that mean? I'm stuck here? So if a person is going through a Shverakite in life, Rachmanas, and David stayed better, and that's it. Don't daven no more. Says no. Faked, you have to have a tachon that the Eibishter will now, the chazik will go chazik. The Eibishter can change it, that whatever the Eibishter wanted to accomplish. With number two over here, the Eibishter wanted to accomplish the way chacha, you can accomplish it with Rachman also. Who's going to get it done? Your betachon is that the Eibishter, whatever happened until now, is the moon as Gamzul Teva. It happened until now, the Eibishter did it, and that's Gamzul Teva. Going forward, you have to know the Eibishter chazik will go chazik, the Eibishter can change things. And that's very important. Going to Rosh Hashanah, without reason, the Eibishter gave him a good year. And you can't look at last year and all the tzaras from last year and all the last year and say to yourself, Chas v'shalom, and say, well, look, if last year is an indication for the year to come, what am I davening for? So that's where Shlishi comes in. Shlishi comes in because you have to know the Eibishter is Baruch Chazim Kol Chazim. You see how he's building it up. And now you have a shtake b'tochon in what's going on over here. Why? Because you have everything. You have you're starting out, you have David's Rachmanas. You have an answer to your question, why am I going through a difficulty in life? Don't fall apart. Realize that the Eibishter is a tata. On that Ave, he brings Ave. I think he brings Ave right here. The Eibishter knows what's good for you. But don't think that it's since the Eibishter has, until now, it was going on a way of a chokha, of gvura, of things that are not coming the way we want to. Since they have been chazak called chazak, is nigzim called dover, and Eibishter's word is nigzim called dover. So all the tainus that happened until now, there had to be a way. It's not coming in a way of teva nidav anigla. May meshav v'din. Eibishter can change it. Nobody can stop him. Meshav kosev kosh shachav says from also everything Eibishter wants he does. V'amba ken yid the varech shaitz in peir the reshav l'arekom that Eibishter does everything. So here you have, I think you see how it works. So what's the problem now? So that's why he keeps on going till seven, because after seven he has all your questions answered. After you have Eibishter is v'baltich farshtei Eibishter's chazim kochozok meila davechom b'tochen. I could have b'tochen Eibishter change. Because even though, because the second one throws a whole question into the whole process of betachon, throws a question. The Eibishter knows better. What's Mishnah Rain? So the third one says Mishnah Yarain. Because the Eibishter chazak v'chazak, take out a siddur, take out a tehillim, daven, do tehillim mitzvahs, and the Eibishter is going to change it for you. That's what the Eibishter wants from you. Don't stop in two, keep it to three. So that comes Eitzahara, comes the Shaila. What's missing now? What's missing now is Vodavi. What's missing now is that maybe becomes a tzar with a taina, but the Eibishter is chazak v'chazak. The Eibishter does greater zachen. I'm a small person. Who am I? Gradually has tapes come with the nivis and the klinkite. And why should David do it for me? Why should David? David is so busy with big things happening. Yeah, big things are going on. There's a war here and there's a war there. There's a chaganza mice with drones. It's a chaganza belt. I'm a little guy. I have my problem is the tapes smoking. So that's why you have to be. What's the answer? I want to say something. This whole thing I'm sharing with you is something I didn't see anyway. This came partially from learning, and I think it's MS that came from living through in the same that I lived through. You start having questions, you have to answer here. Everybody should do the same thing for themselves. If you find a different shot or a different way of looking at it. But what I see, you see clearly, as you're trying to strengthen your betach, and as different things come up to challenge your betach, and try to weaken your betach in the mix, and try to say, yeah, but finding these seven, the answer to that, and so to push it away, you have a strong betach. So one of the things that always pops up in the person's head, especially if you're sitting in a place called prison, where they really make you feel very small. You say, yeah, no, you see the first people who knows you, people forgot about you, didn't forget about you. your number. So Havik Mashgiach Alonogas Miyodim Kulam. The Eibush is Mashgiach. The Eibush is not. The Eibush doesn't run the world globally. The Eibush is a protest. There's a real protest. A protest means the Eibush is a Anogas Miyodim Kulam. There's a Zgocha on every single person. And if you want to go with Hashem Tov is Megala, that on every single aspect in the world is constantly a real protest. It's negated to the whole picture. Obviously, something we can never understand. He actually said it later. You can't understand a part of it. I understand the whole thing. But upon him, this idea, and this amunah that the Eibush is Mashgiach, called Prat to Prat, should now answer your problem. Because by the since the Eibush is Ein Sof, since the Eibush is infinite, so that by infinite, small and big is all the same thing. No big is no small. And that's what he says over here. The Eibush does not let him alone. The Eibush doesn't hide himself from there. Nothing is hidden from the Eibush, whether it be small or big. And nothing can make the Eibush to forget from something else. You can't distract the Eibush. You can't get him busy. You know, you look. By people, you get busy. You throw a decoy and you get people busy with something else. They obviously can't get busy. But they ask you, how can you say that they were just complaining to the Shia Novi? Why are you saying this to the dark? Hashem Berik says, the Eibush doesn't get tired and he doesn't work hard. The Eibush knows everything. I want to bring this in a way that we can understand this idea. I think to make it more mamashic. But this is the point. A Yid is never allowed to look at himself as insignificant. Bechal shouldn't do it because he has a neshama. And every Yid is Ben Melech. And Bechal shouldn't do it. That's stupid. But in I feel in Indian as a nivra, Eden obviously much better. But when you talk about infinite, this is brought down a very shmaka example. And this example is partially you can touch it. It's something you really understand. If you had a big number, take a big number, a million. So now the million is a big number, and you want to see what's closer to a million than is. You have number 100, you have number 1,000. So 100 is further than a million than 1,000. And 1,000 is closer to the million than 100. And 1 is even further away, and 2,000 is even closer, right? Why? Because there's a chshivas, even though if you take a million, let's say 100 million, even if you have a very, very big number, even though a small number seems to be insignificant, but it does have a significance because the million or the 100 million, 100 billion, 100 trillion, how many people have to know, is insignificant because God is such a big number. What is this? So a person, a dollar bill, feels very insignificant when he's standing in front of a million because it's small. And but 100 will stand, 1,000 or maybe more, but because it's close, yeah. But that's only because if a million has a chshivas and 100 million has a bigger chshivas and 1,000, because it's made up of a bunch of ones. There is a chshivas to the one, there's a chshivas to the 100, and a million is much, much bigger than. But so this is more, and this is less, right? So, but when you're talking about Ein Sof, you're talking about something which is infinite, meaning it's not made of numbers, it's not made of parts, it's infinite, it's pshitas. It has no end, has no beginning. You can't take out a part of it. It's Ein Sof. The Gabba Ein Sof, a million and one, it has the same chshivas. A million is no closer to Ein Sof than one. Not the easiest is a thing if you think about it for 2 minutes, you'll see it's a geshmaka. But so when you're talking about the Eibush, then you talk about the Eibush Ein Sof, right? And right away the Eitzar wants to come and say, Dr. The Eibush helps people, but do clean it. Talk the Eibush to leave in Chaykin. By the Eibush, a million is no closer than one. The Chshivas by the Eibush is what his Ratzon. Chshivas by the Eibush is what you're closer to the Eibush than you do his Ratzon. That's the Emes. If you're further than the Eibush, then you don't do his Ratzon. That's something else. You turn around your back to him. But in terms of Nivra, a Nivra can't claim to be small, and therefore the Eibush is less involved in his life than a bigger Nivra, because the Gabbai Ein Sof, one in a million is exact same thing. I'm just trying to give you the wording that this is how you can understand what he's saying over here. That if a person comes with a thought that how could I have B'tochem. And the Eibush, I have taka number one, that the Eibush is a rachman. The Eibush knows best for me, and I have B'tochem, the Eibush will change it for me. But why would you do it for me? I'm the Haklin Shikir. So stop that. Don't say that. Because by the Eivishta, small, Zakta the Eivishta, Kulam, Leonichal, Isalam, Heavenly, Sassaman, Dovim, Ktan, Bagdelum. But the bigger, small, but the Eivishta is the same, but the Shikir, Dovim, nothing can make him forget anything, because the Eivishta is ain't safe. Okay? So what does number four do for us? Number four gives a person the chizuk and the strength to say to himself, Yes, ich dam zu mein Bishten und Eibishten hears me. And no, don't tell me I'm small, because Eibishten tells me that he wants to hear me. Eibishten tells me, Eibishten tells me he doesn't want to hear my tefillin. Eibishten tells me he wants to hear, he wants my mitzvah. Eibishten wants me to do it. Why am I small? I'm a nivra. Maske, but in the gap of the Mevishn is small and big, I'll say that. V'chamishi. So what's the shaila now? Okay, so now the chamishi is talking about being an Eved Hashem. A person wants to understand, like, why, what is it about B'tochen that makes it work? What should I focus on? Why does B'tochen, what is this about B'tochen? You say, B'tochen, what is this? So v'chamishi says, she'ein b'yad echol ma'abruim, a person should know. There's nobody, the hoyle snafshei, a person is looking for Yeshua. Yeshua, he should know that nobody, there's no nivra that can help him. Nobody can to him or Zulaski him unless the Eved wants to die. And then here he brings in the idea of an Eved. I think with the Eved over here, he's opening up for you, for us to understand that B'tochen is very much part of our Avedis Hashem, of being an Eved Hashem. And he said, when the Eved has more than one Odin, try to picture an Eved, he's an Eved from Shutfim. Yeah. There's an Eved that belongs to one Odin. There's an Eved that belongs to a few Odin. If an Eved has more than one Odin, he can't really trust in any one of them. Why? Because he's really asking. Yes, well, you can get from him. You can get from him. He's not trusting one. He can get a here. He can get a there. He's hoping he gets it, but he's not trusting one more than the other. He's not trusting only one guy. Every one of his other can give it to him. So he's not trusting anybody. It's interesting. In order for you to have B'tachon Mevishn, you have to have the realization of Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad. There's only one Mevishn. Only one, and then another knech. Somebody can do more than the other ones. So then his strength and his betachon can be as much as that other can do for him. That means if one other can do more and one can do less, his betachon and the one can do more will be more than the one that could do less. But what happens if they ever know that there's nobody that can help? Nobody can mazik him, only this one Odin. If there's only one that can help you, automatically, for sure, you're forced to only trust this one Odin because he's the one that can help you. If you have one that can help you, two Odin, two things can help you. If Neshein Mekavah tells him he's lost because he's not looking for and here comes the punchline. And he's telling. He's leading up to something. Ben Vachai is leading up to the punch. This punchline. Bechein. Well, look at this word over here. Natki sheyamin, natki sheyavin, natki yisbarer, kisheyargish. Key word over here. Kisheyargish. A other. When a person feels, he has to bring it down to his feeling. He has to bring down to his leg. Sheleye yilenu v'leyazikenu echad manivraim ela b'shus abir yisbar. There's nobody from the Nevraim that can help him. There's nobody that can hurt him. Only B'shus HaBeir Yisbarach. And if a person gets to the point where he yargish, Yashuv liv mi'irasam, he will stop fearing anybody else. V'sikvasam, he will stop hoping in anybody else. V'yivtach al HaBeir Levadei, and that's the way he's we trust only the Levish. K'mei shekosav al tiftchu v'nedib v'nush ein l'shu. So the here, he's bringing one of the seven things is, you have to know that B'tochen is Navida, to know that the Eibish there alone is the only one that can help. So what happens? If you know that, what does the person know when only one can help him? He wants to get closer to him. He wants to give me a scalp to him. He wants to insult him. And that's how do you do it through mitzvahs. Everything that's coming later is really a spin-off of what's going on over here. But the key over here, what if you're wondering, what is it about B'tochen? You're telling me B'tochen, I can change. I'm able to have the talk of the station. Why should they change it for me? Exactly, here he's giving you the key. He's telling you, see, we have to be an Eved, and you have to work on yourself because you're yargish. When you feel. So if you don't feel like that, here's the point. When you, and I think it's very, very timely because we're going now into Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is a time where we have to remember Eved as a Melech. And this is what Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur is all about Kapora. What is Avinus? Yom Kippur. But Rosh Hashanah is not about Kippur. First of all, you don't talk about sins on Rosh Hashanah. We don't do that. We talk about the ganze tefillah, the ganze tekiyah shefer. The ganze meise, the Eibusher says, make me your melech. So here's the fifth one. This we have to work on. The fifth we have to work on is what I make a melech. Not that Eibusher can also have a plan B. There's no plan B. The only Eibusher. with only the Eibishter. And automatically, when you make it with only the Eibishter can help you, automatically you want to get close to the Eibishter. And then you ask yourself, how to get close to the Eibishter? Ah, well, that's the fourth Hakdama. I'm going to do Rasan Hashem. And this also helps me, the fifth Hakdama. When I'm going to do a Shtadlis, I'm not doing a Shtadlis because I think the Shtadlis is going to help me. I'm doing a Shtadlis because the Eibishter wants to do a Shtadlis. So this is actually the first one is the Yesed for everything. And obviously, that's what he does. He's building you a foundation. So when it gets to Sibbos, and I guess when he says later that you have to do Sibbos, and you have to do, in Aveda in the world, you have to do a work in this world, the only way you're going to do the work right is if you really margish this point, that there's nobody in the world that can help you, nobody that can hurt you. Everything is just Abed. So then you want to be close to the Abed. Okay, so that's it. So finally, when now that we mentioned Abed, right away, and this is all the time, a person goes to a Tzara, right away comes to the Tzara and starts telling him, you see, the Abish doesn't like you, but are you having a Tzara? The Abish is punishing you, and you see, the Eibishter can help you, but the Yitzhak itself is a riot that the Eibishter is right now not helping. So what do you have to do with that? Your only way you can have B'tochen is you have to know that the Eibishter, a person has to know that the Eibishter's goodness on the person is Rav too. And it brings an interesting riot. How is the Eibishter start of a person? The Eibishter starts a person. He's not by mitzvah. He doesn't have kiyuvim. He's not doing anything. He's not doing any mitzvahs. He's not zechet anything. He's doing the only reason Eibishter is giving him life is because Eibishter is Rav Chesed. So don't tell me that the Eibishter Rav Chesed is dependent on asaytei. Betach b'Hashem v'asaytei. Trust the Eibishter to give him. Yes, certainly you have to do mitzvahs. But the betachon is even if I'm in a matzav where right now I don't have this chusim and I don't have the ability to say save him because of my chusim. That's the Eibishter is Rav Tov, starts a person off that way. Starts a person off in a way. The Eibishter doesn't need him. The Eibishter is only giving him. I will talk about the Eibishter's neflois and the Eibishter's machshavos on us that's so good. So now that's all six. It's a klar. We have a kasha here, so let's move on. So the seventh one, I think the kernel over here is actually. It's a good way to tie into what we learned until now, because he's going to say the same thing what Ben Chaya said. He's going to give us this thing over here that a person can't change anything in this world unless it's connected to Teira Mitzvahs. So then our job is to connect what we're asking for with Teira Mitzvahs. That's what he's going to say over here. And he says it like this: Vashvi, she is bar actually. So when you want to have a talking to change something, you have to become clear to you. All the creations in this world, whether it be etzem means the essence of something, or mikra means those things that the thing has, that's a mikra. It's just, as in mikra in English?
Incidental,
yeah. Marshal color of something, the texture of something, these are mikra, the essence of what the thing is gvul yodua, has a gvul yodua. Everything has a gvul. Side the etzem, side the mikra. Any creation, the eishma shafim, exactly this is what it is, not anything else. So the yesif, therefore, person finds himself in the world that the Eibishter creates. He's also creation. Every creation has a goal you do. So he can't, a person cannot diminish yigra. What the Eibishter was gazing for something to exist in Kamus, Eichos. It's interesting, Yivamish covers every base here. I place time and space. Everything aspect of this Nivra, the Eibishter created it. The Eibishter created it with a goal you do. How are you changing? And obviously, this includes everything around you and yourself in the. Ain't marbil mashagosim, a person can't make more with Eibishter was gazing to make less. But even might mashagosim, a person can't make less. But the Eibishter made more. You can't make something later. But the Eibishter was gazed to make earlier. You can't make earlier what the Eibishter made later. I mean, it ties in time and space. It's a very detail. I got to tell you something. This mamish was mechazik me ain't safe. In the beginning of the whole matzav over there, I was thrown in a place called jail because they didn't want to give me bail. They didn't give bail to every murderer. Cashless bail. No bail. And by me, I'm saying you can't have bail because I'm not really an American citizen. Because I'm Jewish. And because I'm Jewish, I can go to Israel and I can get it. Not going to run away. I can go to Israel and I can get an Israeli passport. And therefore, yes, ich can ain't care how to bail. It's just fucking loud. I'm sitting in the court. I'm listening to this. It's just a phenomenal moment. I'm like, Wow. And therefore, about Ken, the Raya Irbin, so I was born in America, but since I could get an Israeli passport, I'm not really a single citizen. I'm a dual citizen, and dual citizens don't get bail so fast. Only if you're from Mexico. Mexico, you can. Now, nothing wrong with Mexicans, I'm just telling you, but I'm not. I couponed him, so and the judge accepted the taina and threw me into jail. I was in jail for 73, after making a chesed all these days, maybe even 75, 76 days. I was in jail because I wouldn't get. Then the Eibishter made a nes and they reversed it. So the lead into the nes was a court hearing that was scheduled to be, excuse me, Thursday. And that Shabbos was my brother's son's bar mitzvah. Oh, by the way, Mazel Tov. I got to tell you, Mazel Tov, my daughter had a baby boy today. Oh. Okay, yeah. So my brother, I've been making my mitzvah, and it seems like the family, I was stuck in this mishuk in the jail for such a long time. And the family outside was hoping that Wednesday, Thursday, and then we'll have a hearing, and I'll get my bail. Because it was the bail, the last minute, I find out that the bail hearing was this postponed from Wednesday to Thursday to next week Sunday to Monday, which happened to be the Shchedus Shvat. By the way, I got freed also out of Beis Gimel Shvat. Two times I got my Yeshua of the days of out of Beis Gimel of the month. So the I remember this one of those moments. You remember, like I was on the phone and I'm in jail and the people outside jail are very upset. I got pushed over. Because they were hoping I would come home to have my mitzvah, the whole family be together, whatever the chesbinis were. Anyways, so I learning this, so started learning Shabbat Tachon. This gave me a tremendous amount of his. I told them these words, and it helped them help me. Ain You can't push things, you can't make something fast or slow. If the Abish that postponed this to next week, is that right? That's how it's to be. Those gemeins to the Heinz next week. And forget the table. And take the second by next week. I got my bail. And I just show you the Nesha Bedosa. The judge, there was a judge in that cell, in that compartment over that I was in. And I came back, told him I got bail. He says, I didn't want to tell you before, but this never happens. Once they got you in, they denied your bail. They run your time until you get to the court case. They don't want to let you out. They don't let you out because if they let you out, you can defend yourself. And yet it's very hard to defend yourself when you're inside. Akoponim, but these words of the Shara B'tach, I want to bring out a practical application. But you can't make things faster, you can't make things slower, you can't make them earlier, you can't make later. Those are from Bissel. It's of the Masha Yim and Advona Alderchazer. Wanigza Shakodu B'tchilas Hayidia. This, so B'tchilas Hayidia, Breishis Bore Likim, as Hashemayim Vesaras, V'achshav V'achaz Niv V'ilom, the Eibish there already, the Eibish there in safe, the way he's safe. The Eibish there in Yidia, Hakidemas and the Eibush and Uzgishtel the ganze Welt. Uzgishtel channel in Machshava. It's called in Machshava Agdumudak. That's what it's there. El Shecholak Zeres Hakakemis Vidias Haberes Sibis Elamai. All the Zeres of the Eibush that comes through Sibis. Well, the Sibis. The Sibis. The Eibush that works through causes. That means first it creates this level and the next level and the next. So what you're seeing is Sibis working themselves out one after the other. One after the other, they had bigger, smaller time. Now, and somebody who doesn't understand how the world works, yeah, wake up. That's my life. But if somebody doesn't understand how the world works and he thinks the world works is the way he read it in the Ami magazine, right? I'm not thinking of Ami, I'm just a picked the magazine book. And he read it in the magazine, and somebody on the podcast told him how the world works. So if he doesn't understand how the world works, but MS. Yachshev ki asiva amischadashas mechayevas shinui ha'inyonim v'sabchus minyan. He'll think that the reason why things are changing is because the siva amischadashas. Oh, yesterday, somebody was shot, the day before they shot Qatar, the day before the excavation. All these sivas that are going on over here, that's what's making these things change. But he says, slow down and remember the hasiba that you're watching. You opened up the opened up. How do I say it today? You heard a piece of news. Vasiba chalusha on the kalim yesu mena shina yechila basma. The real truth is the siba can't make a change. The siba is not changing anything. It's only playing itself out. Playing itself is the wrong word. It's only revealing itself out from machshav agduma from the tchilas idea as he says it. Kasha nira. It gives a raya. Gives a raya. Few rays here. Pashu gashmius. From there, you should understand the Bruchlis also. One little seed. Menachita from a wheat. Hamasmiach shleish meis shibolim will give off 300 shibolim. V'chol shibel shleish from gargidim, and every shibel has 30 gargidim. V'ya gargir echad siba la'aseres halof v'karom. So it means one gargir is going to be a siba to grow close to 10,000 gargidim. Where's that one gargir have that keich? Can't be, right? Ha'yolim ki keich ha'gargir cholush is hidden to you that this gargir is too weak. Ma'aseis kamos zed that can make such a kamos. It can't be this gargir. Elamai. Davis is using the gargir as a siba. For the keich ha'tzemeich shebaretz, Davis is a siba to grow it. So where's the keich coming from? Not from the gargir. Davis is working through a siba to make things happen. And you see, v'chein shara gargir manazem manatim. V'chein neim v'vois adam. The same thing, a person. Mishara chayim, all the other living things, mitipas hazera from hazera, from a kiyah vayis hadog ha-godl, mibetis hadog ha-maktanusi, if they see fish eggs, a fish egg is a lot, little tiny little bones, met a gaf a ganza fish, that can be zog now, the damn clean the fish, from the keich, the ganza fish. It's a siva, because the eibish, there's keiches are working through the siva. So what's the point? The megeit lin yon neinu, for bitachon, he says, "Metiris hanefesh." So you're working. You're working hard. Lahag the mashicha b'ri yisale. It's a tiris hanefesh. You're wasting your time to make something earlier that the Eibishter wants later, or the achem mashehigdem to make something later the Eibishter wants earlier, or the harvest. If you're working to harvest to make more mashehim, the Eibishter wants less, or the hamit mashehibim mekinyon ha'elam. That's the key word here. If you want to make less, mekinyon ha'olam. If you're talking about worldly things, and worldly things, the Eibishter set up already in tachlis the idea that how it's going to work. When it comes to Torah mitzvahs, is you have a chida. Before I get the examples, let's understand the concept, and then we get the example. Okay? I don't want to cut you off. I just want to say, let's understand the concept there. He's saying, if you're trying to change anything that Eibishter made already in plan, big or small, and early, and you can't change anything. But Eibishter already set it up. How are you changing something Eibishter set up? But he puts in the word mekinyon here elam, and he says mibli sabe v'kim mitzvahs avidosim v'kibul terasi. If it's not gonna be a siba for kiyum mitzvahs and kibul terasi, that means v'teich lavat Hashem ehein. Means if you do it, if you're making a siba, if you're working on some to change something, and your arm is Sabbath says this is going to be the key of a mitzvah, Sabbath, and you definitely can make change. You can make bigger, smaller, you can make smaller, bigger, you can make fat later, smoother, earlier, later. Come on. And this marriage fits in what we learned last week, aside from the Ramban, aside from the Kata Kemach, aside from the Rabbinu Yina, that when it comes to the Tach Basham Vasei, if you connect, you have the Tach and the Abish to give you something, and you're working because Asei Tev, you want to say the mitzvahs. So that's the way we're going into Rosh Hashanah, and we're asking the Eibishter to give us a ksiva v'chasim b'teiv. That means even in the Yediyah Rishayna, it was what it was, right? Who knows? Oh, but if I'm going to see, I'm going to be sabiv, what I'm asking for is kiyum mitzvahs to Rashi. This is what Chana did. She asked for her son, but she was Misabah for Kim Torah Samadasi. She said, I'm going to take the son and give him to you. And she did. And she got a son, and she got a son, Shmuel Novi. So she did change things. She changed it from where she was created, where she couldn't have children. She got a child, and she changed things that even a child is David. She doesn't say he'll be a tzaddik or not. She died for Zerah Noshim, she got Zerah Noshim. If you say, now he finishes off. If you're going to work to make lower, faster, slower, bigger, smaller, for Kiyana Elam without connecting to the mitzvah, Zakhsa Khalishas, Akar of a mitzvah, you don't understand what the Eibishter knows. And the mitzvah, you did the Eibishter, the Sichos Mavin, you don't understand. Tevis and the Gossip, because whatever the Eibishter said for you is the best thing for you. Like we learned in Numbers 2. Elamai, besides the Eibishter set up, it is good for you. But if you find that this is something that's interfering with your learning to the mitzvah, so to the Eibishter, Davin and change it. And to finish off, God loves the Chacham, the Inga, Zeb, and Mori. The whole man based on chavis tachashmaya. This I think is very powerful. And this shows us that we have to. We go into Rosh Hashanah. We go to Rosh Hashanah. We everything we're davening for. And we have to have gezun of a tayin of teira mitzvahs. We have to have money. Tayin of teira mitzvahs. You have nachs and kids. Tayin of teira mitzvahs. Whatever you want, make it not be bli sabiv. Make it sabiv al kiyum mitzvah of asur kibbutz. Zayim is sabiv. Nish tazei stam in luftan b'amis. Actually, this is what pushed me. I made personally the decision. They made some free me. I'm not going to go back to work. I'm just, of course, I wanted to make it clear that it's like the mitzvah, and we go to work, you don't know why you're going to work. Sometimes you convince yourself you're going to work because you want to make money to give tzedakah, but on the side, you also want to be so however, that's if you want to understand what the Shleim Melch is doing in Kehelas, this is what he's doing in Kehelas. That's what he's saying to you. He's saying to you, in time and in place, in every aspect of it. If you want to have the tachum, that's why it's the seventh thing. You want to have the tachum, and you have to understand. If you want to make changes, sabiv elkiyim terase vavidos. If you want to make changes, understand you can't make changes when it comes to the elam, but you could make those changes if it's connected with your Torah mitzvahs. And obviously, people will do it all the time. They make a neder, and they say, "David, I'm matzliach darki in this thing." That's a standard operating procedure, right? And the this is what I was looking for. This is what it says over here. That valiches din abeda, the ways of the Eibishter's din. Yisale yes, and the lomish amukis valiches magia this came is so deeper that even to understand a chelik of the Eibishter, what David is doing, we don't have. Of course, you can't klolam. Obviously, most of you understand the whole picture. Of kigovah shemayim eretz kigovah darachim lachem machshavim lasirachem. We can't understand everything, but we could understand if the Eibishter wants us. Now, if we have these seven sibus, now you have your building to be able to go into your Rosh Hashanah with a betachon that you have sibus in the table, because you have to first yargish. The Eibishter is a rachmon. The Eibishter knows what's better for you. The Eibishter can change. Whatever happened last year, the Eibishter bite us. A new ratzon for the blucha, a new ratzon chadash. And so your new ratzon to be a melech, in quotes, to make it happen, you have to know that they're not small. The Eibishter, when you're small or big, everybody is Eibishter's mashgiach. You have to be an Eved Hashem. You have to serve the Eibishter, only the Eibishter, not anybody else. You know, the only one keich. The melech, if it's simlech ato Hashem akin levadach, you have to say seriously, the Eibishter is the keich, and he's the only one that I am going to serve. Nobody else. I'm not afraid of anybody. The sixth one, I've talked about Eved, I have to remember that even if I'm not Roi, David should have to, even if I'm not Roi, David should do it also. That's how it comes in. And finally, I have to know that if I want to change something, I have to connect the Tehra Mitzvahs. And then David should bet you for the Sivach Simateva, the Shalom Tehra Mitzvahs.